Elgar's unbeaten 60 guided South Africa to an 8-wicket win over the West Indies on the final day of the third and final test, wrapping up a 2-0 series win in Cape Town. The Proteas needed 115 further runs to seal victory on the final day, and despite a slow start, they made it comfortably, getting there before lunch. Elgar hit 60 in 103 balls, Faf du Plessis 14 in 69, and Hashim Amla 38 not out, including the winning runs. Kane Williamson and BJ Watling put on a new test record of 365 for the sixth wicket, as New Zealand bounced back to put Sri Lanka under pressure on day four of the second and final test in Wellington. New Zealand started the day 118 runs ahead with 5 wickets remaining in their second innings, and they went on to declare on 524 without losing another wicket. Williamson struck 242 not out and Watling 142 not out in their record-breaking performance. The declaration set Sri Lanka a target of 390. They closed on 45 for one, still needing another 345 on the final day if they are to level the series. Australia completely dominated day one of the fourth and final test against India in Sydney as they closed on 348 for two, with four batsmen scoring at least a half century. David Warner made 101, Chris Rogers 95, Shane Watson was unbeaten on 61, and Steve Smith had made 82 not out. India made four changes to their side but were powerless against the home team's batting lineup, which prospered after Smith had won the toss and chosen to bat. India have named three spinners, Ravi Chandran Ashwin, Ravindra Jadeja and Akshar Patel, in their 15-man World Cup squad. The defending champions will be led by MS Dhoni, with Virat Kohli as his vice-captain. Suresh Raina and Ashwin are the only other players who also featured in 2011, when India won the tournament on home soil by beating Sri Lanka in Mumbai. The squad in full then, MS Dhoni, Virat Kohli, Ravi Chandran Ashwin, Stuart Binney, Shikhar Dhawan, Ravindra Jadeja, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Mohammed Shami, Akshar Patel, Ajinkya Rahane, Suresh Raina, Ambati Rayudu, Ishant Sharma, Rohit Sharma and Umesh Yadav. South African opening batsman Alvaro Peterson has announced his retirement from international cricket, confirming he'll no longer be available to the Proteas after the 1st of April. He made the decision following the end of the Test series against the West Indies, which, as you've been hearing, South Africa won 2-0. And in one other news story relating to South Africa, the Proteas are set to tour Bangladesh to play 2 2020s, 3 ODIs and 2 Tests in July and August.